This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm trying to be like Cal. I'm not quite sure I can, but that's the way he does it. Radio Law Talk. This is the 11th of April, 2020. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Remember, this is one of the most essential businesses here upon the earth that you all need due to the fact that we bring joy to your life. We explain the law. We tell you what you need to know or don't need to know. And we clearly have no opinions on anything. Remember, this, I'd say hospitals, probably the gun store and,
plumbers
and the companies that make toilet paper are more important.
Hey, Fred, you don't mind me wearing my mask, do you?
No, you can wear your mask.
It's not bothering you. It's not affecting anything at all.
You're 7 feet from me right now. Yeah, and Denise is about 8.5 or 9.
I'm trying to practice social distancing. So if you could, just breathe the other way.
Well, what I wonder about is you walking in with your little fever, and I'm not too worried.
I got a fever, and the prescription is more cowbell. And if you know that reference,
we are following proper procedure. We stay away. We have not hugged and kissed, and as we always do at the very beginning. It's a round robin. The four of us put our arms around each other, hug and kiss, and then we go on and do our exciting thing. So, but this is Radio Law Talk. It is 855 Law Radio. We are live, 9 to noon Pacific time. We are all over the country. We are being picked up, Cal, all over the place. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it was because of the virus. People are bored, and they're sitting out there trying to watch something, and they want to hear us talk. I don't know, but we're booming, Cal.
Well, in Roanoke, Virginia, when we had the captain on the air from last week from our Case or No Case, somebody heard that and said, I want that show. So we will next week, I believe, be going into Roanoke, Virginia. Boomer station and a great market to be in. We're excited about
that. We're excited about everywhere. Yeah, but today we're going to talk about some interesting things. The most important thing we talk about, why we're essential more than anything, is case or no case. Because without case or no case, top and bottom of the hour's news, that's nothing. What's case or no case is the most important thing. And then after that, we're going to talk about a stolen toilet paper trailer and the legalities there. And we're going to talk about coronavirus and how it is affecting child custody. We got Denise Dirks here, our family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. Todd Cunin is a former prosecutor for the DA's office and has his own criminal law practice. But Denise is gonna pound in on that. This is so interesting to note what is going on, because there's arguments on both sides of how this coronavirus could affect child custody. And it's just fascinating. We're going to discuss that. But more than anything, if you want to call in 855 Law Radio, you do not have to be on our show. People are worried about being heard on the show. You can just talk to Cal. And Cal will go ahead and put your question to us.
I have a solid rule on phone calls.
Yes.
No laughing and pointing.
That's true.
I don't do that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But before we get going, which is very rare because we're always talking about anecdotal things. Anything anecdotal you guys want to talk about before we go on?
I have nothing.
You have nothing anecdotal either? Cal, nothing anecdotal?
I would just say that our house is full and noisy and dusty, and it's been a great couple of weeks. I'm redoing a bathroom right down to the studs in the wall.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, after being at your home briefly, I'm thinking of getting a bidet.
Yes, Cal is buying the bidet. Good luck in finding one now.
Yeah.
They're like, last I heard, 3 months, 4 months behind till you get one. But you need to get one, Cal.
Yeah.
You can make your own, Cal. Just get a hose. Go down to the local hardware store. Get one of those pipe splitters off the intake mm-hmm. from the water. Run it up there. Have a little valve, and actually, that's even better because it's a hose. You have more control over the direction.
Does Donna have to hold the hose, or does Cal hold it?
Oh, no.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you hook it up to the fire hydrant outside, yeah, you may need some assistance.
I'm thinking a lawn sprinkler and a lawn chair with a hole in the bottom. It'll be perfect.
Is that one of those?
Yes. No. The kind, you know. Just, okay. Yeah.
Oh, the rainbow yes, kind. Exactly. Yes. Just don't let the kids come over and play. That might be wrong. By the way, I have a 14-year-old son here. Yes. He has not noticed any change in his daily routine as a result of the coronavirus. He's huddled in his room with virtual reality gaming. There is, for all of the hacking on kids that play video games,
right,
there could have been no better preparation for what we are going through right now than kids that spend all day long with that, hey, it's time to eat dinner.
I ate 4 days ago.
I'm busy.
Sleep,
busy.
What's that?
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Working with George, Mike, and Sarah on the other, they're in Colorado now playing against
them. I know. My son's friends, literally never met them before in real life. They are all over the United States. He's got a core group of about six. One lives in Ohio, one lives in Florida, one's in New York. My son's in California. It's just amazing.
So he's not practicing game distancing.
Well, yeah. As long as the coronavirus cannot be spread via electronic modems and things like that, he's okay.
You know what's interesting? You said your son has not changed his routine. I talked to a farmer in a fairly rural area, and Cal, you'll know where that is. That's up near Bernie Falls area,
sure,
California.
Yeah.
And this farmer told me, he said, Fred, just to be straight up honest with you, our life hasn't changed a whole lot. It's weird. He said, we're out here in the middle of nowhere. We're self-isolated anyway, and we're doing our farming. And all he had to talk about is the cattle prices. I said, well, have they gone up? And he said, actually, they went up. They went down, and now they're back up a little bit because people, you know, they're stocking up. But it's interesting. These remote farmers are like, okay.
Yeah. What's next?
What's going on?
However, they do stand 6 feet away from their John Deere. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful with that.
Do we have time to at least start to hear what the facts are of the case or no case, Cal?
Well,
we don't have to. No, yeah. let's not do it. Let's not do it right now.
I don't want to sell it short. It's a pretty good one. So.
Is it a good one? Yeah. Well, we have to talk about what's coming up. We're going to talk about a North Carolina trailer is found that was stolen full of toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Don't swipe my wipe.
So this is like the guy that was in Beverly Hills, who they pulled over a big Ford Explorer, mm-hmm. and that Beverly Hills was stuffed with cartons and cartons of TP.
Yeah, but let me talk about, before we talk about this is an interesting thing. I want your guys' opinion. I don't know if it has to be an opinion, but, you know, I love America, and I love the fact that people can work hard and become successful and come from nothing. And so I'm all about the spirit of business, and I drove by actually about 3 days ago this kind of community that's, I'm say, upper middle class area, and on the corner was a boy about 14 years old standing with a little sign kind of on his chest, and he was holding up two things of Purell. What do you call it?
The hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. Yeah. Holding it up. He was selling it.
How much?
I don't know, but I didn't. I drove by too fast. I almost turned around, but he's standing on the corner holding it up. I'm saying to myself, you know what? I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, normally I'd say good for you trying to, you know, entrepreneur trying to make it. But if he's like going, $45, Dad.
No, it's just that, you know, I wonder what it's like. Like, if you stop by and you say, you know, I just don't have, I don't know if I want to buy some Purell right now. And he goes and gives you, tell you what, I'll give you the first pump for free. But then I know you'll be back later on. And, you know, and then if you don't, he's got his brother and his sister back there with a baseball bat and a chain. Then all you want this, man. You know.
No, it was good. The first meme I did saw, I saw a dime bag of toilet paper. So you gotta laugh about some of this going on. It's gonna pass over everybody. Just hold on to your family, love life, and I know people say sometimes I take it too lightly, but I'm a PMA, positive mental attitude guy, and that's why we're here at Radio Law Talk. We'll be back after these messages.
Stay tuned. You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations across the United States, and many folks choose to listen on RadioLawTalk.com. And you can do that too. We stream live, and past episodes are there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to IcebergDriveIn.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
That is Armadillo.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Do people who wear a mask backwards out in public, does that mean they're protesting?
It could be.
It's funny with all of this mask stuff. I had a friend of mine, and look, I know she's, I know she meant well, but she was bragging about how she made a mask and posted this as a creative way to make your own mask, but she was bragging about how she made a mask out of her underwear. And
what?
Yes.
Did she post video or pictures?
She did. She posted pictures.
No
the whole
way.
She did. She
Come
did.
On.
And and great person. And I sent her a message saying, "So let me get this straight. You're not gonna, because I don't have. I'm not gonna use. You're gonna.
Is that the same underwear you used when I were going out?
Well, no, no. I mean, she's somewhat older, but
somewhat.
Yes. But I was like, how does somebody like me, who has no significant female other, contact one of my female friends and say, excuse me, can I borrow so that I could make a mask? And she goes, you know, I didn't think about that before I posted that video. We talk about the creep factor.
No, they have men's briefs that are easily converted to a mask. Yeah,
okay.
That's been on the internet. Recently.
Does it depend on the size of your chin or your cheeks? Of what,
well, if they have the little, you know, access pockets so you can get to your boys there, you can put a little filter right in there. It's perfect.
Yeah, turns out Darth Vader was wearing one of those the entire time.
Who knew?
Now, when you roll deep, please.
Now it's time to play. Let's get going. Or no kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
My mask is your underwear. Okay. Now
I am your father.
And now, case or no case. Her name was Rose.
Okay.
A government employee who befriended a young intern. They spoke on the telephone and gaggled back and forth, and soon their friendship progressed, where the intern and Rose began confiding in each other. The intern said, you know, I'm really quite friendly with a high-ranking government official. The intern thought, do you think I can get into trouble for that? Rose said, well, if you can, document the relationship. But all the time, Rose was secretly recording all of their telephone calls.
Was her name Rose or Monica?
No, her name was Rose.
Oh, Rose. Talking Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
Oh.
Finally, Rose called in an investigative arm of the government, and the whole thing blew up. Rose thought of herself as a hero, but she was in trouble. Because of those pesky telephone calls which she provided to prosecutors. Prosecutors actually wanted to shield the intern and charge Rose with the crime of illegally recording conversations and dismissing them as tainted evidence. Rose called a lawyer. And so I ask you, case or no case? And Denise, what do you say?
I know that.
It depends on the state.
That's
Cal.
Exactly. Good
depends
point.
Depends on the state.
Virginia.
Good one.
It was Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can't look up the law.
I can't look up the law quick enough. So I am going to say that it is not a case, but it's based on messing around with the facts of Linda Tripp and Monica. What was her last name?
Lewinsky.
Okay, fair enough.
So no case.
Mr. Penny, what say you?
So
case
I know,
or no case?
I know there's a couple, like state of California, you have to tell them. They're being either tell them, you have to do the beeping sound, and you can be prosecuted for illegally recording someone without their knowledge. You
audio recording.
Audio recording, yeah. Actually, you can video, too, by the way. Remember
really?
The Lion case?
Yes,
another issue.
With a beep on the video?
Yeah. All right, something's been going on here in the bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, but in Utah, you don't have to. Utah's a different...
Same with New York.
You
only need the consent of the person recording.
Yes, that's exactly... So every state's different. I don't know about Virginia, but I think... you've got to be very careful when you're recording someone. You know the laws, and I think it comes down to whether or not Virginia follows California type law or follows Utah type law. And so I'm going to say it's a scenario, but not a real case. I'm following the lead of Denise.
All right, Mr. Kunin, what say you about Rose? Case or no case?
Interesting that you would bring this one up in light of the fact that it was this week that Linda Tripp passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly,
I didn't know that
she passed away. And Monica Lewinsky, who was adversely affected by that, when Miss Tripp hadn't passed away yet, she was still sick. Lewinsky made a tweet that said, despite her actions, something in effect, despite what the effect of her actions on my life, my heart goes out to her because nobody should have to go through this, and I hope she gets better, and she didn't. So I thought that was a pretty
was very ill, right.
Magnanimous.
I hate to say it, but was she the one with... Who? Okay, Linda Tripp, who was the senator? She was with the
No. She was just another government employee.
Yeah, but she
befriended Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
And they had long conversations on the phone about her relationship, about Monica Lewinsky's relationship.
I did not.
She's the one that tripped off. Kenneth Starr.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now I'm getting it.
So, as everyone has said, some states are two-party consent, which means both parties of the conversation have to give consent to record. Some states are one-party consent. One person can be recording. And the reason that's important is because I don't believe there's any place that is a no-party consent, i.e., if Cal and Denise were having a conversation, I couldn't surreptitiously record that. If I was a law enforcement officer, I would have to get a warrant and such. So I say this is actually a true scenario, but it is not a case. I believe that it is based upon the...
Actually, no.
Yes, not a scenario. If you had used the name Linda, I would say yes, because I believe there was a prosecution and the whole thing that came up, and it was ultimately dismissed because it was a one-party state consent. That's why Linda Tripp did not get in trouble. But scenario, based on true scenario, but not an actual case, because of the names you used.
But still, it's just whether it's a case or not. We all say it's not a case.
Yes, it's not a case.
We've got 1 minute to go, so we're not going to... Cal, I don't want you to tell us what's going on.
I don't want to tell you.
I want to know about it. But hold on, I got to clear my throat.
Yeah, go ahead. Hold on.
Oh, great.
We yeah, we used to have these...
I'm social distancing further now.
Yeah, nice job. Nice job.
Well, actually, I'm feeling pretty good other than the sweat.
He did it through a Clorox wipe.
Other than the sweat. Is this true? I saw this on a meet. Is this actually true that it showed Biden on, this is not politically, that he coughed into his hand and the reporter said... Hey, do it in your elbow, not in your hand. Is that true?
That is true. The interview was with Tapper, and he corrected him and told him how to appropriately cough into your hand.
That's interesting.
And
all
Joe
right.
said, I forgot. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to be back and talk about the Rose and the recording.
All right, stay tuned. The answer to Case or No Case is coming right up right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are starting to decrease, and Dr. Anthony Fauci of the Coronavirus Task Force says That's good news.
Although this was a bad week, we're starting to see a plateauing and a turning around of the curve in New York. If that steeply goes down the way we predict it will once you get over that hump, then that's really good news from the standpoint of being able to take a look now at New York and how we could start maybe getting back to some form of normality.
Dr. Fauci on Fox. President Trump says he plans to announce what he called an Opening Our Country Council on Tuesday, comprised of business leaders and doctors, that will determine how to reopen the U.S. economy.
In the midst of grief and pain, we're seeing clear signs that our aggressive strategy is saving countless lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Hey, Cal, throughout the 3 hours of our lovely show that people love so much, I want you to play every single one of the children's speeches or sayings.
Our little bumpers there?
Yeah, every single bumper. This whole thread. I want to go through every one of them to make sure we've covered every one. Just out of case, even the ones we rarely use. I'm just curious to hear them again. And so, just as we go through and talk
about
this.
Okay, well, here's one you might like.
All right.
Well.
You're a whiner.
That's a good one. Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay. Tell us about case or no case.
All right. Case or no case. The scenario was that Rose began surreptitiously recording telephone conversations between herself and a young government intern. And eventually, when the whole thing about which they were speaking blew up, Rose was in trouble for having recorded them and faced prosecution for them. And all of our attorneys, very smart people, probably the smartest in the world when it comes to the law. Very smart. Denise is coming. Here we go.
I have a caveat. I'm not going to change my answer, thought of a reason why, if it was Linda Tripp, that it would still be a true scenario and a case. I'm not changing my answer, but I'll tell you why after Cal gives the answer. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, how many of you said it was no case? That was Fred, Denise, and Todd. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You nailed it.
Because Rose's first name was Linda. Her middle name, Rose. Her last name, Tripp. She just passed away this weekend, but got Bill Clinton in a boatload of trouble because of a blue dress that led to his impeachment by the House of Representatives, but not removal from office by the Senate. Now, here's what's interesting. Yes, they did say to her, you recorded that illegally. But Kenneth Starr, who was the prosecutor that you mentioned, waived prosecuting those charges because of the importance of the content of the calls. So she was actually never prosecuted for that. And she just passed away, rest her soul, at the age of 70 this past weekend.
So there's no case.
That's what I said. It's no case. No, it's a, no, no.
No, she says
it, it was a case.
Oh, no, she wasn't sued for that. It was no case.
It was no case.
Oh,
you're right.
What
did I wanted to say? I wanted to find a way to say I fooled you, but of course you all get to y'all get.
No, we fooled you back. So the thing is, it was kind of a case. It was a case, but there was no. Wait, no, it was a case, but she.
No, it's a scenario, but there was no case.
She was not prosecuted.
Oh, you're right, Denise.
Good catch, Denise. I'm glad you got that.
See, win.
I was so happy that I fooled you on her middle name being Rose. That gave me great joy.
And the reason I thought that it would still be a case is because everyone knows that a rose by any other name is still a rose.
right.
Even if it was Linda, it's still a rose.
But yeah, I did not. I mean, it's a common technique to obfuscate in something like this. Paul Harvey used to do it all the time, but you know, in his rest of the story bit. But just using the middle name worked pretty well, and
that was good.
I did fool you on one part, but not on the no.
But it doesn't matter because we all were the same, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's our point system
doesn't
is changing. Not
but
well.
But here's what we know that. Is case or no case. And now back to the rest of Radio Law Talk.
So can you see the guy pulling up in his tractor trailer going, George, you know what? Look at that. There's a trailer sitting there. By the way, it was a Hyundai trailer. Nobody's there. Let's back up to it and pull away. So they back up to this North Carolina trailer and they pull away. Got it? So they steal this trailer. It's a dry trailer. In other words, it's not air conditioned. And it's a big, long trailer, 53-foot Hyundai. And as they're driving along, they get pulled over and find out because it was stolen. And here's the big interesting thing. They really had no idea what they're stealing. They open it up. It's loaded with toilet paper, 18,000 pounds of commercial toilet paper and paper towels. Just a commodity that is probably bigger and better than marijuana right now.
Worth its weight in pot.
And that's exactly right. And so the interesting thing is, I guess, you know, that probably would have, nothing would have happened as in publicity. It would have just been another stolen trailer. But they steal the wrong stuff. And the police said, you know what, it was actually, Denise, they said it was actually... Everything was right and proper. It was going to a certain place that was supposed to go. The police delivered it to where it was supposed to be. The trailer was supposed to be, and passed out the toilet paper that the people standing in one mile lines got.
You know what's interesting is that the police are not going to release the name of the person who stole the trailer because it's a very sensitive issue right now.
Oh, he'd probably get beat up. They would probably get beat up, man. They'd be lynched.
I think she was punning about the toilet paper.
Very sensitive.
I know it is.
Yes.
I know that. But
that was good.
I got it.
I just wonder what it was like for the person that stole the trailer when he finally go and they pop it open. Hey, Earl. We hit the mother load.
Like this one, baby.
Look at this. 18,000 pounds. You know, it's interesting, though.
Yeah, but
nobody brought it back. That's the funny thing, is he brings back the trailer.
Empty.
And that's when he... No.
What was that? No. Why
did
he bring it back?
He brings it back because he discovered what was in there. And he didn't want to be, you know, found guilty of stealing toilet paper.
I realize I had chili last night, but there ain't no way I'm using all of this stuff.
Earl, you're standing on the corner with some, a little bit of toilet paper and putting a sign up, $10.
Yeah, he's like, hey, there's some kid on Fred Penny's street holding up Purell. We throw toilet paper in, we're good as gold.
That's right.
Yeah, but I saw you with your cats on the internet, too.
Uh-oh, what'd I do?
Where you had the toilet paper stacked up, you did one row and the cat jumped over, and then you did two rows, the cat jumped over, you did three rows. You got it all the way up to six rows.
Yes, that wasn't my cat. I just forwarded a video. That wasn't my cat.
Why don't you do that with your cat?
Well, because they probably...
You don't have that much toilet paper.
They probably look at me and my cat would hold up his middle claw and say, yeah, that ain't happening, buddy.
Yeah,
you know, but I don't bark for seals. But, you know, the interesting thing about this is a tactic that law enforcement uses called bait traders.
Right.
When I was a prosecutor, we used to... The law enforcement would tell us, look, we're going to do the bait trailer thing. So what they'd do is they'd take a trailer, they'd set it out there, they'd put a tracker on the trailer
right.
In some inconspicuous location, There's a hidden location, and they would wait for that tracker to indicate that it had been moved. Then they'd go to the place where it was, and you'd be amazed at the number of good Samaritans that exist. Because almost 90% of the time, the excuse was, well, I got a friend named Johnny, and that trailer looked a lot like his, and I was concerned that somebody might steal it, so I just went and hooked it up and brought it back, and then I was going to call Johnny and let him know that I got the trailer. Of course, they would ask to see the cell phone, and there was never a call or a text placed to anybody of that. And, you know, they do that with bikes, they do it with trailers, they do it with all sorts of things. You'd be amazed at how... At the response from defense attorneys at this was, how dare you prey upon the poor, depraved individuals that are only taking trailers so that they can feed their family? It was ridiculous, but it happens all the time.
Hmm. There was a TV show on Discovery, I think, called Bait Cars, where they do that with vehicles in high theft areas downtown. I've never seen one locally, but I have to do it in a lot of states to do that. It's pretty interesting.
So I've never been to North Carolina, the Outer Banks. Apparently that's the nice homes in the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
You've got to go across bridges. And I don't know. Yeah. I have to look at our affiliates list if we were in North Carolina. I don't know. I don't remember.
Isn't it like kind of marshy land too or something?
I've never been there, so I don't know what the Outer Banks of North Carolina, but it's they talk about how it's the high-end area of North Carolina. And believe me, I'm not disparaging anyone or anything, but this is what I kind of, my eyes went, what? They said, it's kind of the high, where the median house price is $350,000. And I said, you couldn't buy a trailer for that in the Bay Area near where we are right now. But it's apparently it's a nicer part of town. And what's happening due to the coronavirus... Now, this all stems back, let's back up a little bit, that apparently some are arguing that New York's big pandemic, where it hit there, came, what are they saying, came from, what, the outer, what is it, came from an area outside of New York, Long Island, let's see, South Hold, a summer town in New York's Long Island, is best known for its beaches, vineyards, also have blamed the coronavirus outbreak there on New York City locals who fled the pandemic. That's according to this Fox News report. But here's the big issue. The question is, can you deny people who own homes there if they are not, quote, a permanent resident, you have a permanent resident permit, or it shows you have a North Carolina driver's license? Because don't forget, there's a lot of people who own homes there from South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and they're being denied going to their summer home, if you want to call that.
That's right. So this Outer Banks sits on basically an island surrounded by water, only one or two ways in and out, so it's pretty isolated. We'll talk about this more when we come back, but the law enforcement and the governments are saying nobody who has an out-of-state license or anything can go in, even if you own property there.
Lake Tahoe encouraging the same thing.
Are they really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're encouraging, but they haven't set any kind of executive order or anything like that up.
They just said stay home.
Well, we'll be back. We'll see how much... you wonder how much the government's going to push it. You know what I mean? Are they going to arrest? Are they going to stop people? Here, you're going to see how much they're pushing it. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. Remember, you can hear our previous episodes by going to RadioLawTalk.com. They're free. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop whining. You're a whiner.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
855-LAW-RADIO. Again, Denise, 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise always has the number. What is it?
It's 855-529-7234.
Yeah, Law Radio, if you want to call in and talk about it. This is basically homeowners' rights, because even though it's a second home, it's still their home. And I was just reading up on the Tahoe thing, which, you know, we're in California, we're based out of California, our studios. It's basically people out of the Bay Area, the San Francisco, the San Jose area, we see this all the time, they commute on the weekends up to their big, beautiful homes and cabins up right around the lake, and there's more room, it's kind of fresh mountain air, the population is a smaller amount.
Well, we have a lot of people that commute from the Bay Area back to this area just because that's where their home is.
Right.
It's more affordable to live away from the Bay Area.
So go ahead.
To say nothing of many Hollywood stars who own really big properties in Tahoe.
Yes.
$20, $30, $40 million properties there.
So I guess they're telling them, you know,
and
do
you
not
mean
come
me,
up.
Right, Al?
Oh, yeah, I've got three.
So they're telling them, don't come up here. Don't come up to Lake Tahoe, which is, by the way, the skiing area. Those of you who don't know, this is where Squaw Valley and, you know, this is the big ski resorts, which are closed down. But I could see someone saying, you know, I'm going to get out of this pandemic area of the Bay Area and where the population is huge and get up to my home that I pay taxes on, that I own, that is one of my residents, that I, you know.
I always go there in the spring, and that's when I, you know, my second home, I live in there.
So, but this is the difference. So what happens in North Carolina, they take it a step further. And they're stopping people and saying, you're not coming across the bridge unless you have an out-of-state, unless you have a North Carolina license plate, or if you have a permanent resident permit, then they're stopping like people from South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland that have homes there. And now six homeowners who reside part of the time in that area of the Outer Banks are suing, saying we have the right under the Privileges and Immunities Clause of the United States Constitution.
Right. So you're saying that they can travel in North Carolina if they have the proper papers. I mean, doesn't that sound rather oppressive to you?
Well, yeah, that's the point. That's why they're getting sued.
But I would say I have the papers. Here's my ownership of my home.
But why should you have to show them?
One thing about the Privileges and Immunities Clause that I think we rely on that every day of our life. If you're married, right? Let's see. When I was married, I got married in Las Vegas, Nevada. But when I moved back to California, I didn't have to get married again because the Privileges and Immunities Clause says if you got the license to be married in one state, you're married in every state. My driver's license. If I drive from California, I have a California driver's license. Now, when I moved to Tennessee, I had to get a Tennessee driver's license, but I wasn't restricted from driving until that happened.
Or entering.
Yes, yeah. I was allowed to enter. I was allowed to do that. We rely on the Privileges and Immunities Clause.
Isn't that where the gay marriage thing also said? Exactly. Some states allowed it and some didn't. That's what they argued?
I mean, arguably, it is the Privileges and Immunities Clause that allows us to call ourselves the, quote, United States of America, because that's what brings us all together, and that's what they're suing under.
Right.
It's also why they allow Californians into Boise, Idaho.
And Oregon, for that matter.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Well,
that'll harass you for a while.
Yeah. Now, in New York, though, Governor Cuomo, he was trying to restrict Rhode Island. Or no, he sued Rhode Island because Rhode Island was restricting New Yorkers from going to Rhode Island. And in Hawaii, the governor of Hawaii right now has a policy that anybody can fly into Hawaii, but they have to self-quarantine for 14 days. And if they can't show they have a place to stay, they're immediately arrested and then shipped right on back to where they came from.
Now, listen.
It was a small island. They're all like, you know.
Yeah.
I will say this, and this is what furthers the fear, and it is there was a company called X-Mode Social, and they review cell phone data. And I saw a report where they took one beach in Florida that spring breakers had attended, and they were able to track the returning destinations of 5,000 cell phones that frequented that one beach. And it was amazing. From that one beach, the entire East Coast, from about the river, Mississippi River, all the way east, was completely blanketed by people from that one beach. Now, if somebody contracted the coronavirus there, you get an idea about how this can spread. So I understand those fears on behalf of people, but, you know, the government has to reach a certain threshold before they're going to restrict people's travel, just like they would have to reach a certain threshold before they infringe upon your speech or your right to bear arms or anything else. And so I don't know that the government's going to be able to reach this. Maybe they will based upon the pandemic, but historically it's required quite a bit, Fred.
Well, the issue's going to be time. How long is it going to take for them to bring this lawsuit? Given the courts are pretty much in neutral other than the criminal courts, how long is it going to take for them to get through the court system to decide this?
Well, I think the first thing is they file it, and then they try to seek an immediate injunction, claiming that, based upon your argument, Fred, if we have to wait for it to get through the court system, it will be moot, and we will have been damaged by not being able to access our property this entire time. So they're going to first seek an injunction preventing the government from enforcing this regulation.
That's right.
And
they're going to say that it's because it involves property, my property, then it's absolutely prejudicial.
Yes.
And so that way they can say, you know, this is the emergency. This is why it has to happen now. That's why we get to the emergency hearing.
Yeah, essentially their argument would be I'm being deprived of my right to access my property and I have not been afforded any due process.
But is the court going to say that is a very important thing that they need to put at the top of the docket other than the criminal stuff that's going on, the child custody, the, you know, the assaults that are going on,
Well, it's going to involve a lot of people. So potentially it could be a court could take it very seriously because it could be something that's repeated over and over and over and over again.
And the deprivation of your rights, I mean, I would think they would put that pretty close up to the top. But here's the other point is if this continues on, because if this quarantine works the way people say it's working, this is not the last time it's going to happen.
No.
So we need to establish some ground rules for this kind of, for governments, what some people would say, for this heavy-handedness to be allowed to continue.
That's a good point.
Yeah, what's interesting is, we're speculating, but I doubt this is the last time we're going to have a virus that hits the United States. You know, I mean, sure, there's going to be some more down the line. And you're right, Cal, maybe we decide this now in the courts.
Hope so. It makes sense to me that they would want to do that. So, yeah.
So what do we do about the federal inmates now? So here's the deal and that's why I always joke. Last time on last week, I discussed how a certain city put out a memo and an email to everybody to tell on your neighbors if they're being too close down at the park. And yet now the ACLU is actually suing for the release of federal inmates. And by the way, New York has released inmates, some, what was there, five, I believe, or four or five that were sex offenders of some sort, you know. But now in Louisiana, there is proof now that the prisons have had a number of COVID-19 people infected within the Louisiana prison system. And so now they're worried about people contracting the coronavirus behind bars. So now the ACLU is setting up lawsuits to go against the government to get these people released. And I say, is the ACLU going to step up for Grandma Davis and Grandma Rutledge when they get thrown in jail or give a ticket when they are down there at the park talking too close? Are they going to, ACLU going to step up for them?
Well, putting somebody in prison when it has that kind of condition, what they're arguing is that it's cruel and unusual punishment and that it's volitive of the, is it the Fifth Amendment? Third Amendment? What is it?
It's cruel and unusual punishment is the
Sixth Amendment.
Yes.
Yeah. Dang.
But here is one of the things that I would say counters that argument, and it is this. Everybody talks about how violent prisons are, and if you go to prison and you look weak and whatever, all of the horrible things that they say will happen to you once you get to prison that has nothing to do with the coronavirus. And yet there haven't been lawsuits seeking early release from the people that were frail because they'll be taken advantage of in prison.
So we're going to be back hour two, talk a little more about the coronavirus and how it's affecting legal issues, including Denise's issue of child custody. We'll be back.
Just remember now, if your radio station stops carrying Radio Law Talk in the first hour, run right over to RadioLawTalk.com and stream the program live. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.